Dear friends, welcome to another edition of your favorite weekend character building show, Reeve Ethics. My name is Professor Rosemary Ogu. I'm a consultant obstetrician gynecologist with the University of Port Harcourt Teaching Hospital and a professor with the University of Port Harcourt. I am currently the national president-elect for the Medical Women's Association of Nigeria. I have been a past president of Medical Women's Association of Nigeria, Rivers State Branch. I am a reproductive health advocate. I am a maternal health expert. But just before we begin, let us take an opening message from Her Excellency, Justice Mrs. Eberechi Suzette Nyesomwike, the initiator of Reeve Ethics.
For waking me this morning. Please, Lord, push Dr. Awaji to call me, to talk to me again.
This one, Lolo, is always doing like this whenever I want to have a good conversation with Merit. This objection is too much. I know what she's trying to do. But trying to scare her away won't work like that. Later, Lolo will be the same person to come out in public and say, nobody should be forced into a relationship. Hypocrites. Rubbish. Let me call my Merit.
Wow! It's even him! Thank God!
Good morning, Merit. Forget the formality. Richard. Please call me Richard. Or better still, Richie. Okay, darling? Hope you're doing well, Merit. I hope you're okay.
Very well. I'm so sorry about the other day, Dr. Awaji. No, sorry, I mean Richie. I don't know why Lolo did that, but I'm really sorry. You haven't even called for some time now.
Well, you will not blame me for that, Merit. But it's okay. I just want to take everything slowly for now. I feel quite uneasy whenever I feel the urge to call you. It seems like Lolo is standing right next to me. I just can't get over the embarrassment. But it's okay, darling. I hope you're fine.
I'm just worried, Dr. Awaji. I believe everything will be fine.
Certainly, my love.
No matter what it takes, you believe in well. No matter what they say, man, get up and kalangolo.
I think Merit will be the right fit for this program. I will make her my campaign manager for the Women's Matter Sensitization Program. Yes, I think she'll be best fit to represent and sensitize the masses. Let me even call her.
you try so hard with all your moves. Now your mind be like said you know fit heal.
Lola has been trying to call me. Let me answer her. Yeah. Hello again. Please take care of yourself. Bye.
I'm calling this girl and she's not picking. I know what's going on. Don't worry, let me call her again.
And I be from a bit of I show you how to jolly.
Mary dear, how are you doing? I've been trying to call you since and your line was busy.
I'm very well, my queen. So sorry, ma. I was on a call with a friend of mine.
It's alright. I want to see you at the palace at noon.
Sure, I'll be there before noon. Anything for you, my queen.
Bye, Merit.
Bye.
I'm sure she was talking to that Dr. Awachi. That Dr. Awachi.
There must be something for us.
Greetings, Your Highness.
Merit, thank goodness you're here. By the way, you sounded so happy over the phone line. What's the secret? Wanda wants to be happy as well.
It's nothing really. I was just happy to hear my queen, especially since you called. I felt so special.
Merit. That's nothing, my daughter. But the way you sounded. Anyway, actually I called you here for an active representation to sensitize the women in this kingdom. But your line was busy. You were with that Dr. Awachi, weren't you?
You mean Dr. Richie? No, I was not with him.
Will you keep quiet? You even have a pet name for him now.
No, I mean Dr. Richard Awachi.
You are now addressing him on first name basis as well. And you are here thinking I don't know the games you're playing. See, this girl I just picked from the gutter and raised, though. You are now here challenging what I know.
Oh, you just slapped me.
What? I said, but what? After I invested so much in you, you are now looking for a way to frustrate the program I have planned to use as a medium to give women a voice and accurate education.
I'm so sorry, my queen.
Anyway, before you think me to be stupid, Alice is on her way. Ah, my king, you are here. Make our way.
Greetings, Your Majesty.
What's going on here? Why are you crying, Merit?
My lord, I was just discussing the launch of this sensitization program with her. She's shedding tears because Junior is away. You know she wants Junior to marry her.
Oh, her woman matter. You must be having a good time then with your amazing team. Especially when Merit is involved. But my queen, this is the essence of the program. Allowing her make her own choice of relationship. That includes who to marry.
My king, I wouldn't force her, you know. I'm surprised by how much she loved Junior to be so emotional as well.
That will be amazing if it's true. Anyways, I have cancelled meeting to attend right away. But make sure the women are not forced and treated as slaves by men in this program.
As His Majesty pleases. Bye, His Majesty.
And make sure you don't cry anymore, Merit. No one will like to see tears on your precious face.
Thank you, Your Majesty. The ladder where you take and bomb. Don't go for the ladder where you take
creature. One day you're gonna know. Greetings, Your Majesty.
Ah, Alice, Inda.
Abrahma, sir. My queen. Greetings, Your Highness.
You're welcome, dear Alice. How are you?
I'm fine, ma.
You're welcome again.
Thank you, ma.
You know, Alice, I want you to head the sensitization program for me concerning the International Day of Action for Women's Health.
Wow, really? Thank you so much, Mommy.
Yes, dear. I actually wanted Mary to head that sensitization program, but she's been so emotional. Oh, girls in love. Yeah. You know, is away.
I understand.
So I want everyone to know that educating the girl child is important, and to put an end to all forms of domestic violence. The central issue is women's rights and health in our contemporary world.
Exactly, Lolo. I think reducing poverty to the barest minimum is another way to address and ensure women's health.
You are right on track, my dear. You know, with good governance, visionary leadership, and above all, educating the girl child and giving them safety and fairness, you will arrest poverty, you know, before anyone says it.
Thank you, my queen.
You're welcome, Alice.
Merit, you have been quiet since. This is unlike you, especially when you're with the queen.
Alice and Merit, both of you are free to go now.
Yes, Lolo. Thank you so much, Lolo.
Thank you, my dear. You're welcome.
Bye-bye, ma.
Bye. Mary thinks she can play a smart one on me. Me. Lolo Nyekachi. Anyway, I will deal with her. Rubbish. Baby, your girl,
we'll get your back. This drama you just listened to is titled Woman Matter by Princess Amy Alagwa. Staring.
What look precious in Ninda as Merit?
Abram Divine Favor Chinedu as Dr. Awaji.
OAP Gabriella Unyejiri as Lolo.
Honorable Brown Karibo Long John as Eze.
And your girl Princess Amy Alagwa as Alice. It was written by Tony, story by Princess Amy Alagwa and Tony, and it was directed by Princess Amy Alagwa. This kind woman matter. Now, wow! Happy weekend. Bye bye. Go for the ladder where you
take. Why are you so selfish? Why don't you care? I don't know why we hate our fellow man. Why must you try to block his way all the time? You see, the fault is not in him, it's in you. Don't just look helpless. Come on, brace up. Do the bit you can and leave the other men alone.
Welcome back. If you are just tuning in, this is Reeve Ethics on Radio, and my name is Professor Rosemary Ogu. I will be speaking on the topic, the International Day of Action for Women's Health. What is the International Day of Action for Women's Health? In 1987, during a reunion of members of a women's global network for reproductive rights in Costa Rica, May 28 was declared as the International Day of Action for Women's Health. Since then, May 28 has been internationally renowned, and activities are held worldwide by women and health groups. Activities are held worldwide to commemorate that date, 28th of May. To think about women's health, to plan for women's health, to raise awareness about women's health and well-being. That day is also a day to serve as a reminder to the ministries of health, to ruling presidents, to governors, local government chairmen, local government chairpersons and councillors, kings and chiefs, lawmakers, international agencies and corporations, as well as you and I, of the commitment to women's health and rights. Why is women's health so important? Women's health is important because it impacts globally on our health, on our population, on our development, on our environment. Reproductive health is a crucial part of general health and a central feature of development. It is a reflection of health during childhood, and it is crucial during adolescence and adulthood. Reproductive health sets the stage for health beyond the reproductive ages and affects the health of the next generation. And so if we get it right with women's health, then we can take care of society, we can sustain populations, and we can be sure that our tomorrow is greater than our today. Sexual and reproductive ill health accounts for more than a third of the global burden of disease for women of childbearing age, and one-fifth of the burden of the whole population. Thus, a woman's sexual and reproductive health, the family's sexual reproductive health and rights is a prerequisite for social, economic, and human development. You agree with me that when you're healthy, you're more productive. You're better at delivering on responsibilities. The highest attainable level of health is not only a fundamental human right for all, it is also a social and economic imperative, because human energy and creativity are the driving force of development. So, what is this sexual reproductive health we are talking about? It is a state of physical, emotional, mental, and social well-being in relation to sexuality. We're not talking just merely the absence of disease, dysfunction, or infirmity. We are talking about sexual health, where you have a positive and respectful approach to sexuality and sexual relationships, as well as the possibility of having pleasurable and safe sexual experiences, free of coercion, discrimination, and violence. For sexual health to be attained and maintained, the sexual rights of all persons must be respected, protected, and fulfilled. We need this to be able to act responsibly. So how can we do it? Women's human rights, especially sexual and reproductive rights, consists of three broad categories of rights. The right to reproductive self-determination, the right to sexual and reproductive health services, information and education, and the right to equality and non-discrimination. Therefore, if we talk about sexual and reproductive rights, we mean that people should be able to make their own decisions about their bodies. People should be able to get accurate information about these issues. People should be able to access sexual and reproductive health services, including contraception, choose when and who to marry, decide on how many children to have and when to have the children. Okay? So that means that we should be free from all forms of sexual violence, free from rape, female genital mutilation, forced pregnancies, forced marriages, forced abortion, and forced sterilization. A woman's sexual and reproductive health and her well-being includes access to and use of healthcare, contraception, prevent diseases, and so on. Let's go on a short break. We will be right back.
If you hurt your neighbor, don't be ashamed. Say I'm sorry. Make a change for better, not for worse.
If you hurt your neighbor, don't be ashamed. Say I'm sorry. You can't always be right, so sometimes when you're wrong, admit it. If you resolve to be a better person today onwards, you know, you might just be making somebody a little happier.
This world is a funny place. It's you today. It may be him tomorrow. So make a change for better, not for worse.
You'll be much happier.
Welcome back. If you're just tuning in, this is Rive Ethics on Radio. My name is Professor Rosemary Ogu, and I am speaking on the International Day of Action for Women's Health. We've been talking about what it means for a woman to be healthy, for women's health. Now, what can we do? How can we improve women's health? What are the challenges that women have? Women have many unique health concerns, different from men, and that's the simple truth. When we talk of menstrual cycles, when we talk about menstrual health, when we talk about menstrual pain and menstruation, pregnancy, birth control, menopause, these are things that affect only women. We know that women are also the main caregivers, giving care to husbands, children, in-laws, extended families. Women also have other roles at workplace, in the church, in the communities. And we know that presently, with the effects of COVID-19, there's a disproportionate impact on women at home, at work. How can we improve women's health? how do we use today, the International Day of Action for Women's Health, to advocate for improving women's health? What can we do? The surest way to give the best form of health to every woman out there is to reduce poverty. Poverty. That is the surest way. How can we reduce poverty? By increasing the amount of disposable income that women have access to. By good governance. By visionary leadership. By meritocracy. Honesty. Education. If you educate the girl child, then you can reduce poverty. Skills enterprise. Give opportunities for humanity, for community to learn skills and to use it. Values increase in things. Values orientation. If you can add value to products, then we can increase the quantity of disposable income that's available. So universal formal education will help improve women's health. In addition, as you're improving women's health, you're improving the health of the entire family. And so the entire family get to gain from what is happening. So universal formal education for everyone. A functional primary health care. It's imperative to improve women's health. Overcoming adverse cultural, ethnic and religious influences. There are some things in our culture that we should do away with. There are some things in our culture that we must ingrain, we must hallow, we must keep in our culture. The culture of ethics, the culture of doing right, the culture of having a good behavior, the culture of having an attitude that wants to help, the culture of meritocracy. You don't gain. You shouldn't gain if you didn't make an impact, if you didn't do anything. That culture that we had, that's our culture of our people, where you gain because you put in effort, we should get that culture back. Right now, we have a culture where people are willing to reap where they did not sow, where people just sit down and block the roads. And you want to come and repair a road, you want to come and create a new road, you want to come and make a road, you have to pay people in the community to allow you to do the work you're supposed to do. Those are bad cultural practices that we need to overcome. So overcoming adverse cultural, ethnic and religious influences will help improve women's health and by association improve the health of the community. We need an enabling environment to improve women's health. And this is where government and every one of us come in. Homes, water, energy, transport, security, agriculture, technology. These are scientific inputs to improve society, to enable environment so that we can do more. We all need to work together to get that done. Let's go on a short break. We'll be right back.
Don't sit. There are things to be done. With your bit, the battle will be won.
That's the way.
Be tolerant, be understanding.
Show some care.
Be just and undemanding.
Be sincere.
The road to greatness is rough. But with hard work, we'll surely overcome. Be proud of your state.
Welcome back. If you're just tuning in, this is Reeve Ethics on Radio. My name is Professor Rosemary Ogu, and I've been speaking on improving women's health. So let's continue. How else can we improve women's health? We can improve women's health through comprehensive sexuality education in and out of school. And you know, when you're giving education, you're not targeting one gender. Everybody gets. And so, women's health becomes improved as a result of that. Counseling and services for a range of modern contraceptives. That's another way of improving women's health. Let women have access to contraceptives. Oga, our dear governor, let's ensure that we have counseling and services for a range of contraceptives. Antenatal care, childbirth and postnatal care. If I focus here today, we wouldn't live here, but we don't have much time. Ensure that every pregnant woman receives antenatal care. Let every pregnant woman register for antenatal care and deliver with a skilled attendant. A skilled attendant is best seen in the health facilities. So please, if you are taking deliveries at home, why don't you change and bring the woman to the health facility? It's safer for her there. Escort the woman to the health facility for her childbirth services. It's safer. Ensure women have postnatal care. For the facilities that we have, ensure that emergency obstetric and newborn care is available. And this would involve training training the health officials themselves. It would involve equipping the facilities that we have. If we have facilities that are not equipped, we are not helping anyone. You in the community, that facility that has been built for you, are you using it? Are you making use of it? Are you ensuring that that facility is safe and people can go there safely to access care? Prevention and treatment of HIV infection and other sexually transmitted infection, safe abortion services, treatment of the complication of unsafe abortions, these are ways of improving women's health. Also, prevention of and detection and immediate services for cases of sexual and gender-based violence. We have a lot of rape cases. We have human resources wasting away because of rape cases. We should prevent, we should detect immediately, and we should offer services for cases of sexual and gender-based violence. We should talk to ourselves. It is not a good thing. By our customs, by our culture, the man does not beat the woman. You don't fight at home. You take care of women. We should prevent gender-based violence. We should also put in place prevention, detection, and management of reproductive cancers, especially cervical cancer, breast cancers. As part of Medical Women's Association, our work is to advocate and give information. And we give this information all the time. Now we are here on Rive Ethics with the wife of our dear governor, letting us know to build our character, to change our attitude. Go for health checks. Go and detect if there is a problem. If you detect early, you can have treatment on time and the adverse outcomes will be reduced. Information, counseling, and services for sexual health and well-being are all necessary to improve women's health. This is all that we can take today. See you next time.
Dear friends, this is the much we can take on this edition of Rive Ethics. I hope it made a difference in our collective effort to make our society a better place. If you missed part of this episode or wish to download this or previous editions, please visit our website at www.riveethics.com to listen to or download all episodes. You are free to share it with your friends at your school or community. You can also join Rive Ethics family on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram via at Rive Ethics. And you can call our phone numbers for questions related to this or other editions. The numbers are 0704-605-1333 or 0701-247-0049. Or you can send us an email on riveethics@gmail.com. The Rive Ethics radio program currently airs on 5 radio stations in River State every Saturday as follows. Nigeria Info 92.3 FM, 8:30 a.m. to 9 a.m. with repeat broadcast on Sunday at 12 a.m. Radio Rivers 99.1 FM, 9 a.m. to 9:30 a.m. with repeat broadcast on Sunday, same time. Rhythm 93.7, 2:30 p.m. to 3 p.m. with a repeat broadcast on Sunday, same time. Treasure 98.5 FM, 6:30 p.m. to 7 p.m. with a repeat broadcast on Sunday by 5:30 p.m. to 6 p.m. On Wazobia 94.1 FM, 6 p.m. to 6:30 p.m. Until we come your way next week with another host, remember to always let your manners speak for you. Wishing you a great week ahead.